Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, February 11th, Thankful Tuesday. Let's begin thinking about a person, place, thing, and an attribute of God that we're thankful for. Our memory verse this week is Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden, or a city built on a hill cannot be hidden. That's how I wanted to say it. Must be how I learned it the first time around. Our first reading today is Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 7, and this is about Gideon defeating the Midianites. But first, I wanted to back up and tell you a little bit about the book of Judges. There are these repeated refrains throughout the book that highlight the key themes of disobedience and oppression and repentance. So here are a couple of them. One refrain, one saying that was over and over in the book of Judges is, "The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord." Then the second one is, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Then another refrain is, "The Lord raised up a deliverer." So we see that in this situation, Gideon is the deliverer. And then a refrain that comes after the judge has successfully delivered Israel is a period of peace, followed with this statement, "The land had rest for how many ever years." So this kind of tells you the cycle of judges. Everybody was doing what was right in their own eyes. Of course, that wasn't okay with God, but they cried out. God sent a deliverer, and when the deliverer rescued Israel, they had a period of peace. But then the cycle occurred again, where they went back to doing what was right in their own eyes. Judges chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. Early in the morning, Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all his men camped at the north of Herod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men. I cannot deliver Midian into their hands, or Israel would boast against me. My own strength saved me. Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead." So 22,000 men left, with 10,000 remaining. But the Lord said to Gideon, "There are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will thin them out for you. If I say, 'This one shall go with you,' he shall go. But if I say, 'This one shall not go with you,' he shall not go." So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, "Separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink." 300 of them drank from cupped hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, "With the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the others go home." This is a cliffhanger. I wish I could read the rest of the story for you, but you will see if you read on that Gideon and the men did do exactly as the Lord told them to do. They grasped torches in their left hand, and they were holding a trumpet in their right hand, and they shouted, "A sword for the Lord and for Gideon." And when the Midianites heard those 300 trumpets, the Lord calls the men throughout the camp to turn on each other with their own swords. It's an amazing story of victory. And what is highlighted here is not Gideon's power. It's the fact that the Lord promised to be present with him. This is such a comforting fact for me. As we go into our day, as we lie down to sleep, as we're in the middle of the day and we need a refresh. Lord, we ask you to be present with us and to guide us. Our second passage today is Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priests. Or haven't you read in the law that the priests on Sabbath duty in the temple desecrate the Sabbath and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. If you had known what these words mean, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the innocent. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." Going on from that place, he went to their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is the person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. Aware of this, Jesus withdrew from that place. A large crowd followed him, and he healed all who were ill. He warned them not to tell others about him. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nations. He will not quarrel or cry out. No one will hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out, till he has brought justice through to victory. In his name, the nations will put their hope." Proverbs chapter 11, verse 7. "Hopes placed in mortals die with them. All the promise of their power comes to nothing." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Have you already forgotten the memory verse like me? No, let's bring our minds back to it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. How does it start? That's right, with the word "you." You are the light of the world. A city or a town on a hill cannot be hidden. One more time. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Will you pray with me? Father, on this thankful Tuesday, we thank you that you are the one true light, and any light that is in us is from you. We thank you, Lord, for illuminating our beings and our present. Help us to be on this pathway to righteousness. We stop, Lord. We want to thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for the air that we breathe and for our human bodies. We oftentimes think about what is wrong with them, but Lord, help us to remember what all is right. We also want to thank you for a person in our lives, someone maybe who has challenged us, who has helped us become stronger or better. We thank you, Lord, for a place and for a thing. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for your multiple gifts to us daily, hourly, moment by moment, especially your spirit. guide us today in your true light. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.